Welcome on into the Locker Room Show. The Saints, a 44-19 winner over the Dallas Cowboys. New Orleans improving to 2-0 on the season, dropping Dallas to 1-1. We check in now back at AT&T Stadium with Saints color analyst Deuce McAllister. And man, oh man, it was another early, fast start to this game for this black and gold bunch, Deuce. And it was one of those, like, kind of pinch me moments. I was worried that I slept too late and, you know, was sleeping through pregame coverage and everything. And this was all just an imagination of going on. Really amazing to see this team come out from the early onset, setting the tone and just pedal to the metal in that Clint Kubiak offense.
Well, before I get to that, let me give you LC.
Health report.
Let me give you this. Let me give you this LCMC health update. LCMC Health, 8 hospital, 1 promise of keeping you well. Cedric Wilson left the game. He did return. Taysom Hill did not return, left the game with a chest injury. Tyrann Mathieu stayed in the game, kind of had a calf deal. Lucas Patrick was able to stay and play the complete game until he was pulled out. You pulled out both of your tackles, but the one that was concerned was Fuaga. He was able to play the complete game, you know, until you pulled him out. So a really good job by those guys. I'm sure some other guys kind of got banged up, bruised a little bit, but for the most part, you know, the Saints came out fairly healthy. Now, back to your point. Wasn't necessarily surprised. Kind of knew going in it some of the stuff they wanted to do. I didn't know if they could continue to do it at the high rate. I thought that Dallas would be able to adjust. Dallas didn't have an answer. Going into this ball game, they wanted to run the football. They did not want to say, hey, we're going to allow you to just rush our quarterback and put our tackles on the islands. Man, those guys up front, man, kudos, hats off to you guys, because you played your tail off. You created movement on the run in the run game, and you allowed your quarterback to sit back there and not really get hit a lot. I mean, they're going to get some hits on the quarterbacks, and we know about the turnover as far as the throw over the middle. But I don't know if you can't go out and execute a game plan any better than what that Saints team did. And you know, I know we talked about stats and, you know, 2-0, and that's a long, long season. There's a lot that you can improve on. I can go back about 3 or 4 teams. Special teams, you lost. Special teams, you missed an extra point. You gave up too many yards as far as on the kick returns. Didn't really, you know, I thought you did a good job on your one punt. That's a win. But you lost the field position game, special team-wise. We're going to fuss about that. Defensively, you were bend but don't break. But they had some opportunities where holding plays, two penalties in that situation, probably gave up too many rushing yards. There was some fit issues. There was the big pass play where you had a guy double cover it. He still is able to make the play. We can fuss about that. Offensively, turning the ball over, you know, and there's a couple times that you probably missed a shot or two. You had took a touchdown off the board because you had offensive linemen down the field. So, I mean, you can clean it up and make it even better, and that's the goal and the point of what those coaches have to be able to sell. Because guess what? Everybody's going to tell you how cute you are now. You're so pretty. You're doing everything right. Man, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm still the ugly red stepchild that you don't like. Leave me alone and let me, you know, just be the guy that you don't like and go prove it on the field.
Well, you gave a shout-out, Deuce, properly to those ugly guys up front on that offensive line. Did a heck of a job in the run-blocking game. Alvin Kamara, man, today, 115 yards rushing, added another 65 receiving yards, had 4 total touchdowns on the day. Something about facing a Mike Zimmer defense, I guess, with AK.
That's exactly it. I mean, he's he finds those creases. And, I mean, for you knew Zim calling up some of his guys, bringing some of his guys in that hadn't really even practiced a lot. They knew the system. But it was more of a personnel and I don't want to call it structural defensively, but he doesn't have the guys that he wants here in yet. And I don't know if they have the command of that defense yet that he wants to have. And so you knew going into it, like I said, you were familiar just because you had a lot of guys on that staff that practice against it. You knew some of the things that they didn't like. They kind of had an idea offensively of what you didn't like. But when they can run the ball, you know, any team, when they can run the ball like the Saints did today, what are you going to take away? You can say, oh, I'm going to bring a safety down. Now I'm leaving that speed on the outside in one-on-one situations. And so you saw the Saints take advantage of it.
For you two, seeing at the defensive side of the ball, another good outing from this black and gold squad, able to pretty much squash a Dallas Cowboys offense that had been highly touted, a highly potent offense, too, especially early on in the games. Now, we know that Paulson Adebo had some issues with some penalties, but man, oh man, came up with that big pick for this team. And overall, a heck of a job filling in, obviously, for an injured Marshon Lattimore right now.
Yeah, I think Kool-Aid did a really nice job. The Saints had a really good plan as well. That was, I think it was important. A lot of times they were going to double CeeDee Lamb. They're going to tell the other guys, go beat us. It didn't help Dallas that their top tight end was out. And so you saw them work the tight end a little bit more into this game as far as the other guys. But the Saints didn't get tricked, didn't get fooled too much. And so, you know, like I said, you can nitpick and fuss about some other stuff. But that's a good offense. Don't get me wrong. That's a good offense. And they're going to put a lot of points on the board. And the Saints were, hey, we're going to bend, don't break. In a sense, when you get down in this red zone, you won't be able to score. We're going to condense the field, and we didn't send a ton of pressure. When they did, they had some chances to get rid of it. Dak got it out of his hands. You know, there's a fumble return that you tried to I'm not going to fuss at you for it. You know, just if you can't get it on the bounce, the scoop and score, just cover it up. I mean, but defensively, man, you're a tough group, and I think that you're only going to get better.
Awesome stuff from you and Mike Hossdeuce. Have a great flight home. Enjoy it, and on to Victory Monday.
Yes, sir. Thank you.